is URN
University Radio Nottingham.
Right, we're now in the studio and we're joined by Will. Hello, Will.
Hi there, Gokhan. How are you doing, buddy?
Will is from the Dance Delirium show.
No.
See, I'm getting my
show. Ooh, controversial. No, I do Beat Mash.
You do? That's the one. I listened to your show one time during exam.
I know you did. You did.
Did he text in?
He actually always texts in. He actually did. And you know what? I'm going to say this. He texted in, and it sounded so lovely. I thought, this person must be taking the piss. This person, this person must be being sarcastic, saying, "Oh, I love this stuff so much." And I said that on there, and you know, he sent the loveliest text back. So I thought I'd come and do a little bit of inter URN.
And now you've met him. Did he live up to the lovely expectations?
Oh no! Well, yeah, of course.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
So.
Oh god, this is
scary music.
Just this music terrifies me. Every time I just see Simon Cowell coming through the doors of X Factor, waiting to judge
Simon.
Me.
It's not Simon,
but it's worse because it's you.
Yeah, I know. Okay, now we have got our game. It's Steph versus the rest of the 7 billion world population.
Are you sure about that figure?
Oh, it's about 7 billion, isn't it, Will?
I'll say that.
Go on. So. Will is representing the rest of humankind, mankind, and you're
no
going to
win.
Oh, Christ.
So I'm going to play a series of either short clips or a sentence to describe a band or a song or something from the 90s. And you're going to have to guess this. And it could be easy, it could be hard. But whoever wins gets my prize, okay?
Okay.
You ready, Steph?
Yeah, I think so.
Will, you're looking at me with beady eyes. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Are you ready?
I've been waiting all my life to do this.
Okay. First up, this is an artist.
Sorry, wait a minute. Do we have to buzz or?
Do we just shout out?
Shout out! And if you're right, then you'll get one of these. Oh, hold on.
You're not gonna be diplomatic and take it in turns, then.
No. If you're right, you get one of these. And if you're wrong, you get one fat this. So,
you right, Family Fortunes right there.
Yeah.
Go on.
See, 90s. Our show is forever the best. Family Fortunes buzz. Oh, can't get any more professional than that. Okay, this is describing an artist. Because I am so cool, I've been spending most of my life living in the gangster's paradise.
Is it Coolio?
Yeah, okay.
That's right. You're right.
I had that, but you were a lot quicker on
that
it.
That was really, really quick. Oops, I did it again.
Britney Spears.
Oh, come on, I had that. I so had that.
That was definitely me. I mean, you can go back and record and realise it wasn't me, but then let's just pretend
just
it was
think
me.
I definitely got
fair,
that.
I think I'm going to give that to Will.
Well, seeing as I got the last one, I think it's only fair that I let you catch up.
Pity points.
Oops, I did it again. Her lips were so toxic, so I needed to give it to her baby one more time.
I mean, it gets a bit sexual to you, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, a little bit.
You're loving that. So, I'm going to give that to you, Will. Okay, here is from a film clip. And let's see if you can guess this.
Do not try and bend the spoon. That's impossible.
Oh, Matrix.
Try to realise the truth.
A truth.
There is no spoon.
Steph, what's happening?
There was pure there's confusion no on my face then.
Then
I actually
you'll see that it is not the spoon.
No idea. Absolutely no idea.
You're quick in there. Did you watch The Matrix?
I did watch The Matrix.
Did you watch all three?
Yeah, and I actually quite enjoyed all three, to be honest.
I did.
Yeah, because most people say last two are a bit rubbish, but...
See, I think I've only watched the first one, so if that's not from the first one, that's just not fair.
That's the last one.
Yeah.
I hate that last one. Okay. We're going to have another film clip and then we're going to play a song.
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Oh, Austin Powers.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Have you not seen Austin
Powers? I've never seen Austin Powers.
You must.
Ever.
You've never seen Austin?
No. Yeah, the closest I've got to Austin Powers is seeing a 40-year-old guy dressed up as him in a club back home in Brighton.
She should get out now.
In all fairness, probably better than the film.
What?
I've heard that, yeah.
Austin Powers is...
No. I'm not saying Austin Powers is bad. I'm just saying by your description,
yeah,
that man sounds significantly just resplendent.
That's brilliant.
Good that effort there.
More resplendent even. Okay. Gonna get my camera right.
We're going to play a song now and then we're going to come back in the second half. What are the scores at the moment?
I don't think we need to be reminded, do we, really?
To be honest, I'm winning.
3-1.
It's 3-1.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, let's go.
This is URN.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.
If you've just joined us back, you're listening to the Post Ocean Show with me and Steph. And we're joined by Will in the studio.
Howdy.
Second half of Steph versus the World. Yes, my best ever game show. And Steph, what what's the current score?
3-1.
Sorry, to who?
Not to me.
To Will.
The only thing you
to the rest
know.
Of the world.
Not to me.
The rest of the world.
But can I just add, one of them was very debatable.
You know, actually.
And the other two I had no idea.
Not even being a gentleman. But that probably was test point. So, I know it was.
You can come back.
So, you know, we're 2-2 at the moment. I'm happy to.
2-2? Should we call it 2-2
then?
Yeah.
Okay, I think there's a few more questions. And we'll see how you guys do. Okay, right, my next person is a group.
No, not that.
No, it's not busted.
Is that automatically a point to me? I think that should be.
No, don't try and game buttering me up to get points. All right, here we go. I share my name with a dish of ground meat formed into a loaf shape mixed with egg and breadcrumbs.
Scotch egg?
This is a bang.
There is actually a bang called Scotch egg.
Oh, sorry, a person. Is there? A person. Scotch.
There's not a person called Scotch egg.
Oh, God, okay.
Wait, ground
so
meat?
Famous. Ground meat?
Okay. I'll repeat it.
Really, yeah.
I share my name.
So it's a person or a group?
Dish of. It's a person.
Okay.
I share my name with a dish of ground meat formed into a loaf shape.
Meatloaf.
Yeah.
I didn't realise it was that cryptic. I thought that there was some sort of like corn like DJ corn beef or something.
Yeah,
like
I would
that.
Throw a bit more. I'm happily give you that
three,
point.
Two.
That was a good
that
question.
That was a good one. Okay.
Actually, I think venison on croute would be possibly the best name for a band
I'm still intrigued about Scotch egg. I'm going to be Googling that later.
Okay. Here's the next one. This is a group. You should both know them, okay?
Busted.
Sorry. I'm actually going to dock a point now. That's a second up. That's two all. I'm docking a point.
Woohoo! Feel free to carry on.
Well, I'm busted, so it's fine. Sorry.
Okay. One of the members in this band has two twin sisters in Bewitched.
Liberty X. Oh. Wow.
Their manager is a judge of the X Factor.
Oh, I know this.
I really don't.
I can't think of the name.
Hold on. One of them left the group to go solo and was highly successful.
Destiny's Child?
Oh no, I know. Because it's three guys, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's guys, but it's not three.
Oh my god, I know this.
Their best selling single
Take that.
Is No Matter What.
Boyzone.
Yeah!
No matter what they tell us.
There we go. I'm so proud of you, Steph. That's
I'm proud of myself. I used to love Boyzone.
Did I actually lose the point there?
Yeah, you did.
Oh god.
Yeah.
I'm surprised though. That's generally not what I was thinking of. The sisters of Bewitched.
Wait, Boyzone, who was it? It was the Irish girl, wasn't
Ronan
it?
Ronan Keating.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they had, it's really weird. I didn't know this until today. One, is it Lynch? Shane Lynch? His two younger sisters are twins in Bewitched.
Yeah.
So they're from Ireland. Can you do an Ireland accent? Ireland. I can't
no,
do
unfortunately, I can't.
No, I really can't. I always think if I just say leprechaun.
I only think I can on St. Patrick's Day after a lot of Jamesons. I don't.
Not Guinness.
I'm a Guinness.
No, I can't drink Guinness. I'm not quite blokey enough to drink Guinness. No. It's too much.
Okay. Okay. my next one is okay. Let's do a clip. Okay, we're here. Let's do a clip. You ready? This clip is really really quick. Tell me who the character is, and you get a bonus point if you can tell me the actor that played this character.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh,
Joey from Friends, and it's
Joey from Friends.
Yeah, that's right. Steph got that by the actor. Who's the actor that played it?
Oh, some guy from New York. I can't remember what his name is. Joey LeBlanc. No, not LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, Steph got it. Oh,
you're jilting.
Steph got it. Oh, my.
I think that was, you know what? Like, I know this is the concept and stuff.
Yeah.
But why the competition? Why the fighting? Can't we just get collective points?
No.
Because I gave her half the name.
No.
Yeah, that should be half and half. No. But as it's a bonus.
Absolutely not. Okay. We have come down. Oh, no, we've got a couple more. What is the score? We've got a couple. It's 5-2 because you got a bonus point.
And I lost a point.
You lost a point. Okay. Next, we have got a group now. This is... I've reworded one of their songs. And you're going to have to guess. We have gone to the third millennium.
Busted.
There we go. Now you can say busted. No. I'm so proud of you.
I know. Wait a minute, can I do a tenuous claim to fame?
Yeah.
An incredibly tenuous claim to fame. Charlie from Busted was at my school. Although I wasn't there when he was there, but my big brother was. And Charlie from Busted asked my big brother if he could play piano for his band.
That is pretty cool.
And my big brother said no.
What an idiot.
Although your brother can always say, I was the guy who said no to Charlie from Busted to play in the piano.
Because he's doing really well for himself now.
What was it?
So
is he in a band?
Charlie from... No.
Your brother?
No, he's not.
Oh, that's a bit of a shame.
But then, is Charlie from Busted in a band at the moment?
No.
Exactly.
Well, he went from Busted to Fightstar, didn't he? But then everyone was like, who?
Yeah.
So that clearly sums that up.
Yeah.
That's 5-3. Right, I've got a couple more.
Wait a minute. Is it possible for me to win now? Are there at least
there
three more questions?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the score? 5-3?
5-3. Yeah.
You can tie.
Oh, no, it's not. No. It's 5-6, I think.
No, it's 5-3. 5 to Steph. 3 to Will.
Okay.
Definitely. Don't worry, there's a few more questions. Okay. Which show had characters Ash, Gary...
Oh, Pokemon!
That was way too quick. You are such a fan.
Misty.
Yeah.
Did you watch Pokemon?
If you got to Misty, I would have been like Pokemon.
There we go.
I wouldn't have named from those two.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. It's 5-4, but this one...
Is there a tiebreaker?
This is.
You might just have to share.
Whoever wins this question, you get the bonus point. Wins, okay.
Okay.
My nickname is Ginger. I wore a Union
Spice Girls. Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go for that,
obviously, because I thought ginger, it could be some sort of like Thai dish where you have that.
I was waiting for it to be cryptic, to be fair. I thought, I'll just wait a minute, just in case he gets a bit serious with this.
This is good. But, okay, so at the moment, it's 6.
Wait, it's 7, six. It's 7-5, so there's
no
way I'm
six,
winning
four,
it.
6-4, but...
No, 7-5.
No, 6-4. No! I'm the boss around here.
In future,
here.
We're going to be counting this down on like a whiteboard with a pen, just so we don't have arguments.
Okay. But a bonus point, if Will, you can tell me all the members, their names, and...
Well, their actual names.
Yeah. And each one's nickname.
Okay.
And you can't mess up.
Well, can I do nicknames first?
No, because you have to tell me the nickname for the name.
I've no idea. I've absolutely no idea.
Have a guess.
Well, Jerry Halliwell, Ginger Spice.
Yeah.
The scary one. There was one that did like a quite good dance records. Oh no, I'm being I'm counted down. There's Posh, Ginger, Sporty, the one who can't really sing, the one who can sing.
who can't sing.
I know exactly who you're talking about as well, that's really bad.
Yeah.
Posh.
Well, yeah, you should see all the videos of Posh as well, because before Beckham...
Pretty sure she minds.
Oh, yeah, like, she's... You if you watch the videos, you
so, Will,
can't see anything.
Five, I'm, four, the, three,
I'm defeated
two,
already.
One. Steph,
yeah.
John, the correct answers. Yeah. Okay, there is Jerry Halliwell as Ginger, Emma Bunton as Baby Spice, Mel B is Scary Spice, Mel C is Sporty Spice, and the one I think you were talking about can't sing is Posh Spice was Victoria Beckham.
You said Mel B, Mel C. What are their actual names?
I do know Mel B's, but I don't know Mel C's.
Tell me Mel C's.
Well, that's when you don't know.
Okay, so go through them all again.
Emma Bunton.
Yeah.
Jerry Halliwell.
What was Emma Bunton's name?
Emma Bunton was Baby.
Yeah.
Jerry Halliwell was Ginger.
Yeah.
Victoria Beckham was Posh.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Mel B and Mel C, and I don't know what the B and the C stands for. But Mel B is... Do you know?
Yeah. Melanie Brown and Melanie Chisholm.
But no one ever knows that. And even when Mel C released her solo album, she was called Mel C.
Okay, which nicknames go with which?
Mel C is sporty, Mel B is for Gary.
We have a winner.
I'm just too much of a fan. Too much.
Yeah.
8 points or so? I don't know. I lost count.
You've won.
And,
It'd be quite embarrassing for my first show if I lost, to be fair.
But you know what? Well, there are no losers on my show. No. They're just all winners. The world are winners. So, I brought... I did what I can.
Go case bag of goodies coming out now from under the table.
So, that's actually quite good.
You get the first pick, Steph.
Can I have the Rebels?
There you go.
Always go for chocolate. Thank you.
There you go, winner. Our winner, Steph Allen.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so proud. I'm happy for us.